Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available, always free, always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner on Odd to Newfoundland. Yeah.
What strange beast has orangey red glowing eyes, an ape-like body, and hangs out in the tunnels under Toronto? Well, that, my friend, would be the tunnel monster of Cabbage Town. Yeah, cryptids are pretty rare compared to the sheer volume found south of the border, so to speak, here in Canada. And, you know, you might hear the occasional sighting of Sasquatch or Skunk Ape, but mostly it's Alberta's Ogopogo we hear about. Very few things actually happen up here cryptid-wise. Even more so, though, sightings of such a phenomenon in a densely populated metropolis are even more infrequent. Toronto is a freaking epicenter. There's, like, so many people there. If something like this existed, people would see it, right? Well, wait now, back up the train. What makes this one so much more credible is the fact that, well, it's a tunnel monster. It's a cryptid. And it lives underneath the ground. August 1978, a man named Ernest, at the age of 51, went looking for a lost kitten, one of a litter that he and his wife had been raising. Searching the neighborhood, he stumbled across what he described as, quote-unquote, a cave. Crawling in, it wasn't long before Ernest saw a living nightmare that he'll never forget. What Ernest saw completely defied conventional description. It was a humanoid in shape, long and thin, almost like a monkey, 3 feet long, large teeth, weighing maybe 30 pounds, with slate gray fur. But the eyes are what really startled Ernest the most, orange and red, and completely out of this world, slanted. It only escalated from there when the creature actually spoke to him. It never growled, it never hissed, it actually spoke, saying, go away, in a hissing voice. Then it took off down a long tunnel off to the side. He got out of that tunnel pretty quick and was shaken with fear. The thing is, so many people actually vouched for Ernest on this one because he was a very, very reputable man. People trusted this guy. Ernest wasn't all that eager to report to the Sun, so to speak, but that paper picked it up and came looking for him after hearing a story from other contacts who happened to work with one of Ernest's relatives. Eventually, he agreed to be interviewed by the paper, so long as his last name was never used. So, there you have it. This beautiful article gets put in the Toronto Sun, and the top line reads, almost like monkey, eyes orange red, the tunnel monster of Cabbage Town. Things get really, really strange, because the Sun also grilled all of Ernest's friends and family for the sake of validating this thing, and guess what? He's squeaky clean. Nobody has any info at all about this monster, but they all say the same thing. Ernest is very, very trustworthy. His own wife, Barbara, told the Sun, I believe Ernie saw exactly what he says he did. He was terrified when he came back to the apartments, and he doesn't scare very easy. He's known to have a drink every now and then, but, you know, you'd have to be on some serious stuff to be seeing this thing in the tunnels. The final piece of the story, though, Ernest took Sun's staff to the location of the original sighting, located between his apartment building and its neighbor. The only possible trace of the creature's presence still there? Oh, they did find something. The corpse of a cat, decomposing and partially buried inside the tunnel. Speculation remains high that the tunnel in question led directly to Toronto's underground sewer system and acted as a point of access for this mysterious subterranean dweller. So there you have it. The Cabbage Town cryptid, so to speak. One thing that really lends credibility to the story, I think, is the fact that it happened in such a bustling city. The person who found it was reputable. And also, here's the really cool part, and something that I think could be possible. It was only a few years after this that they actually found people living underneath the catacombs of New York. You know, it's possible that people are cut off down there and things are living there. Could it be possible that this cryptid, maybe even this alien, we don't really know what this thing is. Is it possible that this thing still lives underneath Toronto to this very day, just waiting to jump on the good old, go train here? I don't know. Make what you will of it. I don't know what he saw down there, but I'll tell you one thing. If I could get in there, I sure as hell wouldn't want to go down there alone. I don't know about you guys. The Tunnel Monster of Cabbage Town definitely deserves a place right here on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast's Cryptid Corner.